Today, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf made a brief stopover in Iran, a rare meeting for the two countries. In recent years, Iran and Pakistan have been deeply divided, mostly over Afghanistan. The two rivals have backed opposing sides in the Afghan civil war. They are at odds over the U.S. military campaign inside Afghanistan, and they also differ sharply over the shape of a possible post-Taliban government. From Tehran, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Rivalries among Afghanistan's neighbors are complicating the search for a new governing structure. Pakistan financed the Taliban and supports the Pashtun majority of the South. Iran reviles the Taliban for tarnishing the image of Islam, and Tehran backs the opposition Northern Alliance. Under pressure from fundamentalist forces at home, Pakistan's President Musharraf says some Taliban elements must be part of a new Afghan government. But Tehran University's Hamid Ahmadi says the Taliban's inclusion is out of the question for Iran.
There is no moderate Taliban. Even the United States knows that.
But the problem is that they are trying to manage to satisfy Pakistan somehow, because the Pakistani government is endangering itself to cooperate with the United States for their own national interests.
Iran wants the Taliban replaced by an interim government led by former President Burhanuddin Rabbani. He was overthrown by the Taliban, but his government still holds the Afghan seat at the UN. For the longer term, Iran, like others, supports the idea of convening a grand council of Afghan tribal and religious leaders who would select and grant legitimacy to a new regime. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hamid Reza Asafi says Iran believes no single group should rule the country.
I think a broad-based government represented by all these minorities is the only solution for Afghanistan. You cannot dictate your wishes. No foreign country can dictate what you should follow. You should let the Afghan people decide themselves.
Iran is especially suspicious of U.S. involvement in efforts to devise a new Afghan government. Many here believe that Americans may be eyeing Afghanistan as a new base in oil-rich Central Asia and trying to fashion a post-Taliban government to suit that aim. Mohammad Reza Khatami leads the reformist Islamic Partnership Party. The brother of President Khatami, he says the United Nations ought to supervise any new political arrangement.
We prefer to change the Taliban government by another moderate government in Afghanistan. But we are not sure what the United States wants in the Afghanistan. Better government than Taliban or the puppet regime for the United States. So I think it must be some supervision by the United Nations, not by the United States.
Iran is also at odds with the U.S. over the role of the exiled Afghan king. The United States says the former monarch could be key to a political solution. UN Afghan envoy Lakhdar Brahimi is in Rome conferring with the 87-year-old Zahir Shah. But Iran's mullahs came to power overthrowing their own Shah and don't wish to see the resurrection of a monarchy next door. Foreign Ministry spokesman Asafi is reluctant to even refer to the Afghan king's potential involvement.
I think it is not very wise to speak about personalities at this juncture. We should speak, we should talk about what kind of a structure we want there.
Despite differences with Washington, Iran has signaled a willingness to help find a framework for a post-conflict government in Afghanistan in order to avoid a power vacuum once the Taliban is gone. And a settlement is in Iran's interests. Funding the anti-Taliban alliance has been a drain on Iranian resources, and the country needs to end the drugs, weapons, and sectarian tensions spilling over from Afghanistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Tehran.